Now, friends, we don't want to live evil. What God calls evil is, you can talk. If God calls it evil, it is evil. Thank you. If God calls it good, it is good. Absolutely. Wasn't that hard? Yeah, the Bible teaches this. I mean, God says, that's evil. And you want to argue with God. Eve did too. So did Adam. Don't argue with God. If God says it's evil, and he says it's evil, yes, sir, God, turn from evil. If God calls it good, join God in what he's doing. Friend, know your Bible. May God make it real. This is not hard unless you believe in the false narratives and choose to cast God's word behind you, just like David did. You know, there's two gates, and I'm almost finished. There's two gates. One is broad, and one is narrow. And the Bible, Jesus said this. There's two verses right before this. Jesus said, those who go through the broad gate, many is going to go through the broad gate, will find destruction. But many who go through the narrow gate will find life. Jesus, I come to you, may have life, and may have it abundantly. Life. Life. He gives life. He takes the old dead sinner and puts life into him. The Holy Spirit. I remember the day I got saved. Years ago, a long time ago, it proves it takes. In I lost train of thought there. I lost my glasses there. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I was baptized in a Baptist church. And our church where I was, got saved at, it didn't have baptism, so we had to borrow baptism. Went to the church. And my grandmother said, as I came out of that water, Bobby, how do you feel? And just being a little seven-year-old boy, I didn't know how to say how I felt. But there was some song or something going on in that time, and it said, Cloud Nine. I don't know what that was about. I just remember saying that to my grandmother. She said, how do you feel, Bobby? I said, Grandmother, I feel like I'm on Cloud Nine. I got life. Lord, you know how I got saved? This is how you do it. I wouldn't recommend this, but I've done it a couple times, and it worked. Somebody wouldn't get saved. I said, well, just go ahead and go to hell. And they come back to me and say, I don't want to go to hell. I said, well, they received Christ then. And they received Christ. Well, my Sunday school teacher asked me, I mean, imagine, I'm a seven-year-old boy. And I'm looking up to her. And she said, Bobby, do you want to go to hell? No, ma'am. 7 years old, I said that. I went home. My dad took the family Bible and shared me. We've all sinned. And we've all come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. And he said, right from the scripture, if you confess your lips Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him dead, thou shalt be saved. And that day, I got saved. Now, that's a long time ago. That happened in 1956. I can't say, begin to follow my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's real, friends. If you know him today, rejoice. But still beware of the false prophets, those who would devour you. Child of God, read your Bible. Know your Bible. It's not just a Sunday book. It's an everyday book. Oh, read the Bible. The jewels in here. That just, you know, I've been reading this for years. I got a master's degree doing this. And, you know, I go back and say, why? I never saw that. How'd that happen? It's because there's so much in this Bible to read and learn. It's wonderful. Read your Bible. Now, I always end with a scripture passage, and this is it. I'm coming to the end. When I do this, I'm ending. And everybody, all the brothers and sisters said, amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3 says this. This is a warning to us. This know also in the last days, and we're living those times, dangerous times are come. That verse, that word dangerous, is only used one other place. I believe it's Matthew 8:28, where a demon came out of that person. Ferociously dangerous. But man should be lovers of their own self. Now, we prove that. Take a picture of me. A little cell phone. You ever take a picture of yourself? I'll take a picture of us. Oh, man. Lovers themselves. Covetous. Boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. Disobedient. The parents. You know any of those characters? Unthankful. Unholy. See, we're here to be thankful today. Amen. Dangerous time of people ungrateful, unholy, without natural affection. Truce breakers. That means irreconcilable. Breaking promises. False accusers. Incontinent. You know what incontinent means? Lack of self-control. Fierce. Despisers, those that are good. Traitors. Heady. High-minded. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. That's called loving Mickey Mouse. They take their tithes and offerings on Sunday and go to Mickey Mouse. Oh, nobody would do that. I wrote a letter to the editor to the Baptist Press. You know what they did? They published it. Yeah. Who do you love, God or Mickey? Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. I know men are involved too, folks. Hang on. Ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And people say, ought not name names. You know the Bible names names? Yeah. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Oh, friend, you stand before a holy God. He sees us. He's the all-knowing God. He's the all-creating God. He's the all-powerful God. The great I am, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Help us, Jesus. Father, thank you for the privilege today to preach your word to your people. And to me, Lord, when I preach to me. Lord, help us to hear your word, hear your great truth. Your word, Lord, shall not perish. You say of your word is settled forever in heaven. It's not debated. The only place your word is debated is in the human heart. Help us, Lord, to be able to say, well, amen, thus saith the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.